Chapter 7.
It's my new friend, Pinkie Pie. She's with me, Songbird chirped.
Every pony strained to look at the offender, shielding their eyes with their hooves so they could catch a glimpse of her in the darkened seats.
Well, that's nice, Songbird, Jazzhoof sighed. But what is she doing here? Glammy rehearsals are only for singers and dancers.
Oh, sorry if this throws any pony off, but I've decided to change my performance.
Songbird Serenade took a step forward and turned to her fellow nominees.
Instead of a big show with crazy costumes and sets, there's just going to be me and a spotlight on Pinkie Pie dressed as me.
Songbird grinned and waved her hoof through the air to illustrate her point.
I really think that her dance moves will represent my words better than a flashy set can. It's going to be so unexpected and raw. I can't wait. What do you think?
No pony said anything. But the other nominees did seem to be feeling quite the range of emotions. Sapphire Shores looked taken aback, while Ritzy Rose and Moonlight Melody tried desperately to stifle their snickers. Featherbangs, Daisy Chain, and Jewel Tone just seemed confused. Countess Coloratura was the only one who was nodding along in approval.
That actually sounds incredible. It kind of reminds me of the Helping Hooves music festival performance I did in Ponyville. Can I?
No, no, no!
Jazzhoof interrupted as he trotted over to Songbird Serenade.
This just won't do. No pony is allowed to make any changes to anything. Doesn't any pony remember this year's theme?
More than anything in life, Jazzhoof loved a solid theme.
It's Musical Menagerie,
Daisy Chain interjected with a chirpy tone. Her curly yellow mane bounced as she nodded enthusiastically.
Our acts are all supposed to be inspired by different animals. Mine features cows. Sapphire's has a dolphin theme. Feathers is...
That's right, Daisy,
Jazzhoof interrupted again.
It's brilliant. And I worked hard to arrange everything that you all pre-ordered. Songbird, what about your aviary-themed sets? Those giant gold bird cages were going to be everything. Everything!
Jazzhoof let out a big sigh and put his hoof to his forehead.
If you don't use them, then I just can't even...
You can't even what?
Asked Pinkie Pie, finally trotting up the stairs to join the nominees on stage.
You know, I can't even.
Jazzhoof was getting impatient. So were the other pop stars, who all began calling their assistants over to not-so-subtly whisper orders in their ears.
Oh, oh, let me guess. Pinkie
rubbed her chin thoughtfully.
You can't even... Find your favourite rubber ducky, and now you're really sad because bath time is way less fun? Or maybe you can't even decide what flavour of ice cream to eat for dinner.
Pinkie Pie slumped.
Wow, that would be really sad, actually. If you need any ice cream guidance, I'm here, buddy.
Jazzhoof turned to Songbird and raised his sparkly eyebrows at her. He was clearly not impressed with this turn of events.
Trust me, Jazz, Songbird Serenade shrugged with a smirk. We don't need big fancy sets. Pinkie Pie is going to steal the show.
She'd better,
muttered Ritzy Rose to Moonlight Melody, loud enough for Pinkie Pie to hear.
Our Songbird Serenade might have just lost herself Pop Pony of the Year.
Moonlight and Ritzy hoof-bumped. With their biggest competition, Songbird Serenade, out, they'd be one step closer to winning. It was all Pinkie Pie needed to hear. No way was she going to let a bunch of meanies win that award over her kind new friend. Pinkie Pie puffed out her chest and made a pinky promise to herself. She would danced like no pony was watching.